Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back, and it is April, and that means it is like we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty of draft season here. The draft 25 days away. I gotta look back at the date, but we're only about 3 weeks out, or 4 weeks out from the draft, the NFL draft, and we have a lot to talk about, and we're gonna annoy you so much about it really this next month because we're excited for it. There's a lot of possibilities with the Lions here in the next month, but I think you're listening to this podcast because you're also excited and we are excited. But so let's get into the rest of Blue Kool-Aid crew here before we get to the rest of the podcast. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. So we got Red Dog.
Yo,
Connor.
Hello.
And Bob.
Hello there.
No, all right, UJ. Gentlemen. So, no UJ today. No UJ today. He's at a baseball home opener.
Sox opener. I think he's drunk right now. So, who knows?
Actually, it'd be a great time to get him on the pod.
Yeah, right. Maybe he'll dial in late.
he's very flush with the Kool-Aid right now.
So, and apologize for missing the last two episodes. I think UJ mentioned it. I had a baby boy a couple weeks ago, so I am ecstatic that he'll only get to know
excuses.
A world in which the Lions are a winning football team. It's exciting, that he's gonna get to know that.
I'm jealous.
And know the pain.
The rest of us had to suffer. So,
because
I kind of pity him. Because he's not going to have, like, the hardship to get over, you know, and, like, he's not just going to have that pent-up joy that we had when, you know, he's just going to be used to winning at that
point. Well, hopefully he gets all any of that, you know? Like, that missing no, pent-up joy from me exuded over to him.
Yeah, but you'll convert. You'll yeah. Pass your trauma on to him.
So, good stuff there, but... let's get to what we're focusing on in this podcast. We're going to do our second mock draft. I know we did one while I was out where we just made our predictions individually for the first three. But now we're all going to act as the GM, kind of like the war room here. And we're going to do a mock draft for the first three rounds via Pro Football Network Mock Draft Simulator. There's not really any good mock draft simulator out there, in my opinion. Like, PFF has their own weird rankings, and sometimes you get weird results there.
Just do ChatGTP. I bet ChatGTP could do it for us.
They could, but it needs to stop and let us make a pick. So I don't know if ChatGPT could do that. But anyways.
I'm going to check that out. I bet it could.
I'm sure it can do a mock draft, but we want it to stop and we want to look at our options here. And like, we're going to act like we're the GM basically, or the war room here, make a decision based on the results here. But it might be some weird, like Connor mentioned at number three, Christian Gonzalez went.
the latest mock I had, Christian Gonzalez at three and Tyree Wilson at five. So it's not always realistic. So we got to roll with that.
Yeah.
All right. So, the Lions, if you can't recall, they have the 6th overall pick, the 18th overall pick in the first round, and then in round two, they have the 48th pick overall, and then the TJ Hockenson second round pick from the Vikings, 55 overall, and then the 81st overall pick in round three. We're not going to get to round five and six. So I'm excited for your Jake Moody argument in round three, Connor.
Round three, wow.
For this mock draft.
I'll, hey, he's really high out of this. Give me some time to slam some Kool-Aid and I'll make the argument. I need
I think the round moves higher every time we talk about him.
I need 9 pints of Kool-Aid, but I'll make the argument at round three.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, and our producer, Kid Jay, he is running the mock draft. So if we ask him to do something like see who's available here, who's available there, he's the one guiding us. He's always the one guiding us anyways, but he'll also be running the
if we trade 6 back to the Rams, it's because he did it. We didn't tell him to do
it. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta watch out for this guy though.
All right, gentlemen, do we want to dive into it? There wasn't any like big Lions news aware of, right? I mean, I think Marvin Jones, right? We haven't talked about that signing. Let's talk about that really briefly, because I know on the last podcast, Bob and UJ, you mentioned him amongst several other targets as a possibility, and so credit to you guys for calling that out last week. So Bob, I'll ask you that. What do you think of signing?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I just, you know, he's a depth piece. He's obviously not what he was like earlier in his career, but he's still productive and he's pretty reliable. He doesn't fumble the ball and he doesn't get hurt. So that's, I think it's a good ad. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would have preferred Shark on like a multi-year deal, but I mean, I think this shows me that they're probably going to draft a receiver somewhere later in the draft. But I like the pick.
Yeah,
I mean,
as a stop, I wouldn't think they would want to give Shark a multi-year deal just because his injury history and all that. But
that's what I was thinking too, Bob. I like Marvin. We always like Marvin Jones. I think he'll even get a little more separation with Ben Johnson calling the plays then when he who was it, Cooter? Oh, sorry, Bob, but yeah, it was Jim Bob Cooter. We had like the lowest separation between Galladay and Marvin Jones. Like they were like average like 1.1 yard separation or something ridiculously low like that. Like I think that was partly from the play calling though too. So I think Jim Bob will get a, or not. Oh no, I misspoke. Not Jim Bob.
Hey. Ben, Jim Bob's back in the league, so look out. Look out on NFL.
He is.
And he's a nice red zone target, too. Jump 50-50 ball guy.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's who he is, a 50-50 ball guy. And he's healthier than Shark historically as well. And Shark only got 1 year, $5 million. I don't know if he's just looking for a new place to play.
Think,
the Lions.
Z, I think I read that he could be more of a featured receiver than he would be in the Lions offense. You know, he could be the number one guy, what he was looking for.
Jameson's going to step up there.
I feel like everyone forgets about Jameson.
I guess it depends on who the Panthers get.
He should be our number one, right? Like, theoretically, Jameson? Like, he should be, like, he's not small. He's 6'1", like, and he's ultra fast. I mean, like, I know he's got to earn it, but, like,
I feel
he
like Amonra is our number one
guy
until.
On the outside.
No, I mean, by like, number one, he means like the guy on the outside. Yeah, like Amonra is our slot receiver.
I thought you just meant like our number one receiver overall.
No, yeah. No,
oh,
like
if you're talking the outside, then yeah, of course. On paper, he should be far and away.
Basically, taking Chark's spot, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why we got him.
So that's all I'm saying. Is like then you still can do like what you would have last year when Chark was there. You'd have Chark, and this time you got Jameson across from Reynolds, you know, with Amon-Ra inside. Like that threesome is probably going to be, you know, with the fourth guy
hey,
being
Dog,
Raymond.
Wow. Finally. It's about.
Oh, no. Cephas is going to get in on the last spot on the roster this year and then earn it. You know, he's got to stay healthy.
Could Cephas be that number one guy you're talking about? That elite Hall of Fame talent?
Oh, yeah. It's if he could stay healthy.
All right. Let's get this draft going.
Yeah. So, Marvin Jones, an interesting piece. If he stays healthy, I think, and I mean, you know what you're getting with him. So, all right, let's dive into the mock draft here. So, Kid Jay, if you want to hit the last draft, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do this. Second mock draft for drinking the blue Kool-Aid.
CJ Stroud goes number one, right?
So blurry.
All right. Do you want to read the top five, Z? Or do you... Can you see
it
on there?
Okay, sorry. Actually, Kid J, can you zoom in for us a little bit? Oh, no, I see it now. Okay, so in this mock draft,
if you full screen,
as expected, well, CJ Stroud goes 1 to the Panthers, Bryce Young 2 to the Texans, Will Anderson 3 to the Cardinals, 4, Anthony Richardson to the Colts. So Anthony Richardson's at enigma in this draft. I mean, he could go anywhere. And they have him going 4 here to the Colts, a team that desperately needs a young quarterback to build off of. And then at 5, ooh, right in front of us, the Seahawks grabbing Jalen Carter.
No!
So I was hoping he'd be available for us.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm honestly fine that he's gone.
Did you guys see Jalen Carter not visiting teams outside the top 10?
I know. That leaves a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. I don't know.
He continues to have just a stellar pre-draft.
Who's his PR? Does he have a PR
just
team?
Not... He just reads. Is not very.
No, he's
bright.
Got like
you just watch
the top
that.
Agents
I watched
football.
Is he
advising? Who the hell's that guy's name?
He just doesn't have like. He seems a little like dull-witted, but I mean, you don't necessarily be the sharpest person to be a wrecking ball. You know,
I just like feel
in the
like
NFL
when you get arrested
but,
at the
he
combine.
Just does not seem very.
You should like. Be
did
more
you guys
careful.
Watch the video of him talking to the cop?
Yeah,
I did.
About that? Like,
it was interesting.
It is, but like you could just see, he just failed to just see how like his lies made no sense. It's not even the fact that he lied; he just didn't seem to understand how his story just was not adding up, and he kept trying to dance and dance, and he made no sense. And it was obvious he was lying. And now I'm just convinced maybe he's just not the sharpest tool in the shed.
I agree with that,
which doesn't necessarily make him a bad guy.
Makes him look stupid.
I mean, if you had. If you had just been in a drag race and two other people died right in front of you, I would be pretty shocked myself. But
now he's doing things like this. Like, doesn't he realize someone might want to trade up from outside
his
the top
agent,
to get him?
His agent is Drew Rosenhaus, is one of the best agents in football. So I think he probably has some good advice on that. So I think he's going top 10 myself.
Maybe.
Yeah, I do too.
Probably
just
will.
How talented he
and
is.
He's there. He's not there in our
I don't
draft,
know. I've never
if he was there for the Lions, I would definitely want Carter.
I think from the comments the Lions made at the owners' meetings too, I think they would take him.
Yeah.
They didn't say no. They said it was interesting, the information they learned. And by that I took they hear some enough positives that they can take him.
Well, they asked Dan Campbell if it was good, and
right.
he re-clarified that it was interesting.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said it was interesting, and for me, that meant like the Lions are seriously considering him if he falls to 6.
You read that as to the positive and not the negative.
Correct.
But to me, I just saw he played. How could you be sure? Like that to me, that just says he doesn't want to say one way or the other.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course
and
not. I mean, that's how the draft is. You're throwing smoke screens all the time.
I don't see how you make that jump to that conclusion when he's not making a commitment either way. And here's the thing. I'm being a little hard on him right now. I don't really think he's some idiot, but he just seems to be making some bad decisions and struggling through a tough time where, you know, I listened to Adam Badun on the Woodward Sports, and he made a really compelling argument. Just like the way this guy is behaving, he's not on his game. He's not locked in on his goals. He's let himself fall into like a really precarious position. He's put his future at jeopardy. At least, you know, he's lessened his chance of going higher potentially. He's just not on his game, whereas you have other guys who are stepping up, they're performing, they're ready to go, and you gotta, you know, put a high draft pick on a guy like this, a really high pick, millions of dollars on the line. Is his character strong enough to handle such a
to counter that
life change? I'm
what about saying, the Lions
that's
culture?
The risk.
What about the other side of that? What if you believe that Dan Campbell, the coaching staff, and our culture is strong enough to lift up a guy who may not be the strongest character? Like on the other side, do you believe?
Well, it depends.
In the Lions,
if there's a Dan Campbell guy in this range. That Dan Dan Campbell guy, Brad Holmes, the Detroit Lions guy. There's someone who has all the character and upside in this range that you're not going to get at 18. Then I'd just as well take some. Like my choice here. I'll just get us on track here again. I'm voting for Kalijah Kancey right now, that we'd pick him at six over. Oh, well, it's easy because Jalen Carter's gone. But if he was still there, I'd still have the same choice.
I think like, I take Tyree Wilson.
He's got good. He's squared away right now. He looks ready to take.
Yeah, we could get him at 18 probably.
Fastest. He'll be the fastest D tackle in the NFL the day he steps foot on the field.
That's a high draft spot. For him,
like
I think.
Like people can. I don't know. Like why? Why was it too high for Aaron Donald? I know it's a ridiculous comparison, but it's warranted. No one else has run faster than Aaron Donald, but this guy. Like, I'm just saying, he shows a lot of the same traits. He wrecked the game in similar ways. I don't see how this guy is not going to be just a game wrecker in the NFL. He's so
six.
Damn quick.
No.
He's got great wiggle. He's like smoke for these interior offensive linemen to handle. He's gonna tear
shit
up.
Hey, if you're fast, you could get blown back 4 yards off the ball and chase him. At least you can chase him down 40 yards down the field faster than other people.
He wrecks double teams. He stops the run. Yeah, he to has me, weaknesses and can get caught, but everyone
six
does.
Is way too high.
You put him at three,
in my opinion.
To me, Tyree Wilson seems like the obvious pick here at six, based on who's on the board
okay
and the Lions needs.
Yeah, I agree with you, Connor.
What about the cornerbacks like Christian Gonzalez or Devin Witherspoon that some people mocked to the Lions here at six? Is that too high?
I just feel like I would have said that before all their offseason moves in the secondary. I think a lot of us would have picked Gonzalez, but now it's like, I don't think they're going to take one that high.
Can you go to the D lineman?
Take one.
Too many talented front seven.
I feel like the front seven is more important. Like you said, this team is built on the trenches, Big Z.
I mean, I think Lucas Van Ness, in my opinion. I've talked about him on this podcast before.
I do like
before.
Van Ness a lot.
You put him at six?
I put him over Kancey.
Oh, well, you fall in love with guys too. Well, I disagree.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know about totally. Like, I like Kancey as a D tackle, though. Like, he's not going to play D tackle.
What are the trade offers that we got, KJ? Can you pull that up again? Just curious. So, the Patriots are offering us the 14th pick, the 46th pick, the 210th pick, and next year's second to move up to six. Because remember, like, there's some quarterback needy teams below us, like the Raiders. Looking for a young guy. Will Levis is still there for these teams at six. And a lot of teams, I think, will like Will Levis. Like the Raiders here are offering pick seven. So we just move one back and then a second rounder next year. That's not terrible, especially if the Raiders are looking for a quarterback and we're not looking for one.
I like that. You might as well get extra draft capital and you'll still get the guy you would have got at six. That trade I would take. That's because I still think you want a top 10 guy. I wouldn't want to trade out of the top 10.
Yeah,
you're probably not going to be back there again for a long time. Hopefully.
Agreed. That's safe, though. Nice safe pick where you get some decent return.
Do we want to take this trade?
I would like Tyree Wilson. That would be my vote.
Yeah.
But, you guys, what do you guys think?
Mm.
I'd also take
the trade. Wilson.
I mean, I think Tyree Wilson will still be there, so I say okay. We take the trade.
I don't know. I'm not sure about Tyree Wilson, but he does look like a beast.
He's a stud in the pass rush, and I think he's a pretty good run. He's pretty good on the run, too.
Yeah, he's a...
I think he's really well-rounded. I think he'll be, like, a good player.
Another high-motor guy, too. That's I think that fits with the Lions.
I mean, he might be off the board before us, probably.
So, the three out of four really wants to take the trade offer, so... Let's take this trade offer. So we get the seventh pick and then next year's second from
probably still get Tyree
and Christian
Wilson
Gonzalez comes off the board for the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders need all defensive help they can get. So that's not that ludicrous. But now I don't think we're looking to trade out of this. So we can just reject these offers. So Tyree Wilson,
all our guys
still
are still there.
Go to the overall. Good.
Van Ness is still there.
Paris Johnson, if you want an offensive lineman up that high, but I don't think so.
I don't think Paris Johnson's worth.
No.
I think he's just going to be a mediocre player.
My vote hasn't changed.
Skaronski would be interesting.
Hey, Z, backing up real quick before we decide. If Jalen Carter was there, I would not take a trade. I would take Carter. What about you on that?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you were with me on Carter thing. Okay. Anyway, back to business.
Yes, I would agree with that. Connor and Road Dogg, would you guys take Jalen Carter?
Well, you know my stance on that already.
No.
Yeah,
I don't dislike Carter. I just, he has too many flags like that. I'm just not like, if I don't have a personal face to face with the guy, I couldn't pick him right now.
Hey, Red Dog, you got to stop listening to those lesser podcasts, by the way, and rely on this one, you know.
I will say Woodward Sports is awful.
All right, so do you guys want, do we want to target a D lineman in with this pick? Is that the understanding?
I think we all agree we're going.
Especially now that Christian Gonzalez is off the board.
Best D tackle on the board, so I'd say.
Who's the top tight end available?
We can look at that maybe.
You got Brian Brisé.
I'm kidding. No, we're taking D-line.
Brian Brisé?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing.
I mean, I wouldn't mind him either, but I would rather have Chance.
Yeah. So here's the edge, top edge guys: Tyree Wilson, Miles Murphy, Lucas Van Ness, Nolan Smith. Those are some of the top edge guys remaining.
I do like Foskey, think that Ness more than Murphy. Dame.
What's that, Connor?
Foskey is good.
I do. I would prefer edge, and I do prefer Van Ness over Murphy. If we're not talking,
if I have to vote
at the moment,
I'm going to vote right now. This is our war room, right? Just four of us. But my vote right now is Van Ness. That's who I would pick here at seven. But Bob, who would you go with? Right.
I would go with Tyree Wilson. I just like him. I don't even know if he'll be there at that point in the real draft, but I would take him if he's there. Seven.
Connor?
I'm going to go with Tyree Wilson as well.
Rud Dog.
I just think
that's the breaker. Oh, you know my
Elijah Cansey. Elijah Cansey. Okay. So we're going to go Tyree Wilson.
If you want
here.
The most disruptive D tackle,
Tyree Wilson, when he was healthy, I mean, he's coming off a broken foot. So do note that. But the Lions have a deep enough roster where they can, you know, ease him in.
Yeah.
And there
and
goes
they've not been afraid to draft guys after injury.
So Justin, scroll up really quick. Our kid Jay.
Wait, I changed my vote to Van Ness. That's with the tie. I'd rather have Van Ness.
Is Kalijah Kansey on there now at 18?
So this is who went after Wilson seven. So Paris Johnson to the Falcons, Smith and the Jigba to the Bears at nine, Jordan Addison to the Eagles, Goransky to the Titans, Miles Murphy to the Texans, Lucas Van Ness to the Jets, Devon Witherspoon to the Patriots, Will Levis to the Packers. That one doesn't make sense in this
draft. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Let's continue. Cam Smith, the cornerback out of South Carolina to Washington, and then Quentin Johnson, the wide receiver, to Pittsburgh. And the Lions are back up at 18.
Well, this makes this
is easy. Is Bijan there?
Yeah.
He is.
Bijan.
He is.
I love Bijan at 18. Bijan. I think he's going to be a stud. I think
this
he's going to be an
one.
Absolute stud in this league.
Can you go to tackle,
and
though?
DeAndre Swift against the Hill.
If we took a running back, I kind of feel like I'd rather take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Gansey's still there.
He is still there.
So I'm glad we didn't take him at seven.
I got to say, I'm Kansey.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, this is definitely the.
No, Kansey could be there. I've seen him mocked at this level. I would consider him at 18.
I've seen him mocked there.
Sure. I think he's a good player.
If he falls to 18, I would be so happy if we jumped up there and got him.
I wouldn't mind Kansey. Kansey or
B. If I had to pick here,
I don't think he's going to be there at 18, personally.
I could be talked out of it.
I think Bijan's the most talented player left right now. Take it.
I feel like I'd rather have Jahmyr Gibbs than Bijan.
I wouldn't.
Why do you
Jahmyr Gibbs is
more
like a third down
player.
Back.
That just
Jahmyr
feels
Gibbs
contrarian.
Can run inside. He can run outside. What'd you say? Feels contrarian? Oh, well, I mean, I guess it would.
You want him at 18?
Because I am being contrarian.
You want him at 18,
too,
though,
so.
Do you?
No.
I don't know if I want either of them at 18 when there's so much defensive talent on the board. But, I mean, I want one of them at some point. But
Kansey isn't bad.
I also would rather add
Bijan's the one running back I would take, like, high.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like he's the one prospect I think that could be worth a pick that high. I'm not saying they should start taking wide receivers and running backs in the first round, but this guy I think is worth
it. It's funny that we're not talking. Nobody's considering linebacker at 18.
I mean, the Lions just don't value the linebacker position.
Yeah, and it's just not a strong linebacker.
Campbell would be my linebacker choice.
Hey, could you show me the offense? What's available? I just want to see what's on the top.
Broderick Jones, the tackle.
Michael Meyer.
Get a tight end. But
a lot of people at the Lions taking a tight end here. Kincaid or Meyer.
I don't think they will. I mean, I wouldn't be mad.
Or Washington out of Georgia.
But I don't think they will.
I don't think so either. I think they would go Kincaid over Meyer, though, if it came to it.
Yeah. Talking tight ends. Please, God.
I'm just
no
saying, if the, they do go tight
Darnell
end.
Darnell Washington.
Who would
I don't think they will. I don't see why we would.
Not in this round.
Darnell Washington is not a bad choice.
Him in
either.
The second round, I would not mind.
We could just take Jake Moody.
Yes.
No more first round.
Wait, really quick.
Please,
can you go to cornerback, though. Too? I just want to see the cornerbacks available. I think Joey Porter is or Deontay Banks, yeah, too, is the popular one.
Joey Porter.
Oh, Joey Porter. Here. Yeah. I'd probably take Joey Porter if you had Healy to take
Ringo,
Porter.
Yeah.
But he definitely won't be there at the next pick.
Man, this is a tough one. I'd probably
I'd go
Kancey here.
For sure.
At 18. I think that's a good spot for him for the possible upside with his athleticability. He does worry me in the run
He's
game,
there,
but at
I
least
swear.
In the passer game, the Lions need some pass rush help up the middle, and I think he could provide that. So my vote is Kancey. Bob?
I would say Bijan Robinson. I know that's probably first round running back is not the thing these days, but I think he could be a difference maker right away, and the Lions could have one of the, if not the top offense, one of the top ones with that.
Absolutely. I think he's going to go in the first round. I would be shocked.
Yeah,
he,
I'm just saying in general, people, didn't. it's undervalued compared to what it used to be.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Gibbs will too.
I don't think the Lions believe in DeAndre Swift. I think it's
no,
possible.
They would have extended him already.
Here's what I think about Bijan. I think he looks really good, but he looks like a slightly better version of the guy we just signed in that he's very elusive, breaks tackles. Like, he's going to have a really good career. But when he doesn't have that breakaway speed for, like, home run hitting, and I just think Jahmyr Gibbs looks more dynamic and explosive to, like, hit the long ball for us. And I think Dan Campbell and crew like explosive weapons, and so does Brad Holmes. So, like, I think he would profile more to what the Lions might
Bijan
like. To add to the guy we just signed for the next 3 years. So, I mean, we already have a big guy who can
be a
4-4.
He's not slow.
That's a Kid J. 4-4. 4-4. So,
Kid J stats.
Max hitting him in the face.
I thought it was like, wasn't it like a, was it a 4-4-5? Yeah, but he's not, he doesn't have, he doesn't have 4-3 speed
like Gibbs.
All right.
Like Gibbs. Gibbs is faster. He's
so,
more explosive.
Run dog, who are you going with here? Can't see?
Yeah,
I already said Kancey. Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna go Bijan.
We're in a deadlock.
I like Kancey though. I mean,
should we let Kid J? I'm honestly fine with either of these picks. I say we just let Kid Same. J make his.
There you go.
If he wants Break to get on the mic, Kid he J. could. He could. He
Our
could
producer, yeah, Kid J. Who,
okay.
Who do you think?
So so between Bijan and Kancey.
Yeah, it's all you.
I don't know. I feel like just Bijan Robinson is just like a special player, and he could like really elevate the Lions offense. Even though they did just sign Dave Montgomery, and they just put like a bunch of resources into the running back position, but they'll probably need a second running back, you know, after Swift leaves next year. And having that two-headed monster of both Dave Montgomery and Bijan Robinson, both guys that can catch the football and also potentially run block or pass block a little bit. I think the Lions are really, really keen to like investing in their offense. So I think I'm gonna go Bijan Robinson.
Okay,
all right, put him up on the board.
Craig Reynolds too. Don't forget we also
trenches.
Signed this offseason again. We re-signed him.
By the way, Bijan 4.46, Jahmyr Gibbs 4.36, a whole tenth of a
Whoa.
Second faster.
Wow! Wow!
Right, but Bijan Robinson, have you seen the?
No, they both are very impressive. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying one's Bijan's not special. I just think Jahmyr is very
special. Bijan's a really smart player.
Player,
too. He's just sees the field.
I like both. I would be psyched if we got Bijan. Don't get me wrong. That's not the argument I'm making. Oh, God. I'm like already giddy with the thought of it right now, like even though it's fake. So, all right, let's do it.
Let's not look at trade offers here, KJ. I think we can just remove those. But, Jack Campbell goes two spots in front of 48 here in the second round, Rudd Dog. So we're not getting him in this mock draft at least. Darnell Washington,
yeah, Jack Campbell's
he's gone. Can you scroll up, Kid J? I just want to see some other ones that have
to
notably gone. Oh, BJ Ojulari, Kalijah Kancey fell to 34.
Drew Sanders, the pick before?
He fell to 34 in this draft, Kalijah Kancey. So if the Lions really like him, they could trade up.
It's just not going to happen.
Jahmyr Gibbs goes 30 in this one. Nolan Smith, 31. Remember, there's only 31 first-round picks this year. The Dolphins lost theirs.
30? Jahmyr Gibbs to the freaking Eagles?
That's a good. That's a good. That's actually a great match for the Eagles.
Oh, no kidding. That's just the rich getting richer right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, Deontay Banks goes 22. Brian Breesy, 25. So those are some of the notable ones there. So let's go down to 48. Michael Meyer, still available at this point in the draft.
Great name, Myers. Guy.
Mayor.
It'd be a great name.
Michael Mayer.
Sorry. Does he get to use his butcher knife?
Yes.
Too?
Yes.
I kind of like Osiris, too. They don't really need
Torrance.
Him.
He's but available.
I think he's a stud, and we will need O-line help eventually. It's not an immediate need; it's a luxury need.
Can you go to defense? Defensive tackle, could you?
I like him.
That's an upgrade, is what it is, Connor. That's making your strength a super strength.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Well put. Bro.
All right. What is that?
Exactly the point I was trying to make. I'm not saying we need to draft him. I just like him a lot.
So there's,
I'm with you.
One of the guys I really want the Lions to hopefully target in the second round is Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin. This guy is a run stuffer.
I like him.
And we do need defense tackle help, although the history of second round D linemen is mixed with Brad Holmes currently.
I want someone with a little more explosive upside personally, but I do like him.
Like who? Who do you see available?
I don't know. But is what linebackers do we got left?
Noah Sewell.
Sewell's there.
Bene's brother.
I don't think they're going to take him, but that would just be legendary for
all the top guys are gone.
We have
Damn.
A bunch of brothers on the team with the Zylstras and
that Zubles would be cool.
Quaras.
Maybe that family bond will be that extra edge.
I wonder if he'd be there at 55. That's curious.
He was like. A lot of people are kind of like warm on him because he had a down year his final year in college where he like went for everyone was expecting him to break out and then he kind of dropped off a bit and there was questions about if he was trying to just stay healthy or something but like I've heard like he was supposed to be the most talented athlete in his family what does that tell you if you're getting compared to your future Hall of Fame brother at tackle so I don't know I love the flyer he's a big dude he fits the profile I like at linebacker
for sure
it.
can you get to offense can you go to wide receiver
I'm curious some offensive thing
got Cedric Tillman Marvin Mims not a great no second round targets here that I see personally
could you show me the running backs I just want to see if we had waited what we would have had left here.
Oh, Charbonnet.
Charbonnet out of UCLA.
He kind of reminds me of Kerryon Johnson a little bit.
Well, that's not good.
Wise.
All right.
No, exactly. Not bad. He was a really talented runner, though.
I liked Kerryon. I just think.
Does anybody have
a strong opinion
here on what we should go for?
Can you go to cornerback as well on the defense?
Yeah, let's have cornerback.
I don't think we should take Sewell here. But if you fell to 55, I'd consider it.
And then can you go to guard?
Yeah.
Can you go to guard?
Is Osiris Torrance? No. Yeah, Osiris Torrance is still. That's my easy choice.
I love Osiris. Like I said 5 minutes ago, I do like Osiris a lot.
I would go Osiris Torrance.
He's the best available.
I'll go Osiris.
I'm going to double down with you. Osiris. He's a beast.
Yes.
So not Michael Mayer. Not Michael Mayer. Would you rather go Osiris Torrance in this scenario?
I like Michael Mayer, but an elite guard over a tight end,
Yeah, especially Big V took a pay cut, but who knows? He's coming off that back injury.
Right
it's
now.
Very, up in the air if he'll even be able to play.
How do you guys feel like we need to address tight end? Like, I think they like the guys like James Mitchell and Brock Wright and what are those brothers?
I think we're 31st in the league and in money invested.
Yeah, I wouldn't
tight
mind
end positions. So I don't.
We don't
think
have
value.
Really great receiving tight ends. But
I wouldn't hate it. But
we wanted to.
They catch wide open touchdowns.
Yeah, but I mean our yardage is one of the lowest in the NFL right now.
Right,
since
right.
Hawkinson left.
It went up after Hawk left.
The touchdowns did.
Did it? No. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying I don't want one high, but I would not mind a flyer on one later.
Can you go over all
right
this?
Here at again? For sure.
Can you go over all? So, yeah. Yeah, I like Osiris Torrance here. I think it makes the most sense for what the Lions need.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, I do like Will McDonald, though, out of Iowa.
Build through State the trenches. Edge guy. Build through the trenches.
I'd be fine with either of those guys. He's a real athletic edge guy.
I like but McDonald. I like I'll vote for Osiris just on a need basis.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's just up. Oh, God. I don't know. I'm so excited. If he's there.
That would be awesome. I'm surprised he's actually here in this mock draft. So, alas. So, we all agree with Osiris?
Sewell and Ragnow?
I think we do.
All right. The War Room. No tiebreaker vote here. We're going to Osiris Torrance. Guard out of Florida. Will McDonald, Edge goes next. Antonio Johnson.
So, is this the...
And the Lions are back
is
on
this pick
the board
our, 55. Hawkinson pick, the one here?
Oh, this is the Hawkinson
now
one,
you
yeah.
Can
so thank
Michael
you,
Meyer,
TJ
replace
Hawkinson.
Him with his own pick.
I feel much better now.
Do you guys
Meyer's
think he's
there?
Do you
and Sewell's still there?
Do you think he can actually fall this low? Michael
I don't
Mayer?
Think so. I don't think so. But
you never know. Draft's weird, but
if he was there, I would take him.
I keep seeing another kid mock to us, Dalton Kincaid or whatever. So I don't know.
My vote actually here is not Michael Mayer. Keanu Benton, the D tackle out of Wisconsin, is who I would want. A run stuffer.
I think
he has
that.
Some good possible upside, but really the Lions need a guy that can stop the run up the middle along with only McNeil. I know Bugs is kind of in that role. That's why they re-signed him, but you need depth.
Noah Sewell is still there.
Depth and yeah.
So I mean, I have my vote, but I'm here. I want to hear what you guys think.
I like Turner Sewell. There's a lot of places you could go here that I wouldn't be mad at.
Diane Henley, I think he fits more our athletic profile, linebacker Henley, not the really big 250 pounder. Like I don't know if Sewell's got the athletic ability to keep up in the NFL at his size, but I mean that's why I think I see Henley above Sewell in most things, but
I'm fine with these pick myself.
Any. Yeah, well, yeah. Benton's right. Fine with me.
I'm good.
Bob,
I'm good with you. I'll go with
that. Let's go, yeah. Keanu Benton. Right.
We got to throw you a bone. Yeah. We took Bijan at 18. Yeah.
We got the D tackle. We got the D tackle, Red Dog. You know, it's not Cansey.
Yeah,
it's a little bigger guy. You know, that's not going to get blown
I'm
off.
I'm fine with Isaiah Bugs as a starter this year. So I mean, we just need someone who can rotate.
There goes Sewell at 71.
And not drop off.
See, the linebacker class is not as good this year.
Yeah, but some of this draft stuff is a little sketchy. What they're...
So, okay, Jay, is Jake Moody available at 81?
Should we do it?
Of course he's there at 81.
Look at the special teamers.
I don't even know if he's the top-ranked
kicker.
Click
on the special teams. I want to see what they have ranked.
Nothing beats having a good kicker.
Are we
the Lions have always had a good kicker.
He's not even a top-ranked kicker on here. He's the fifth-ranked kicker. No, fourth-ranked. Well, no.
On this, usually see him in the top two.
Second-ranked.
We're going to draft him in the...
Okay, there's no way Jake Moody's the fifth-ranked kicker.
No. Sorry, they're including punters on this list. He's a second-ranked.
Yeah.
Second-ranked kicker.
That sounds more like it.
All right, but anyways, let's... Draft him in the third round. You know.
He's a Michigan man, so that gets a boost.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh.
All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to.
I like Sidney Brown a lot, but I think we're good at safety right now for the Lions.
Can we check the cornerbacks? I'm sure. Curious who's there. Yeah. I wouldn't mind drafting.
I can't really read this.
We need to start developing guys. I know what it's. Oh, here we go.
Blue Kelly, Jatavius Martin. Can't go wrong with Illinois cornerbacks, you know, or DB.
Yes.
I do know of Martin out of Illinois.
This would probably be slight reaches for some of these.
Okay. I was just curious who was there.
Can you go to tight end? Can you go to tight end?
Linebacker. Oh, tight end. Yeah.
Tucker Kraft.
Sam LaPorta.
Luke Schoonmaker. You get
the Iowa Black tight ends. Iowa tight ends have a good history in the NFL. Yeah,
get a Michigan tight end here.
Wouldn't be the first time the Lions took one.
Luke Schoonmaker.
You like Shoemaker.
Will Mallory. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Shoemaker here is a reach, though.
Let's look at wide receivers.
Payne Durham's a pretty totally is AT
Perry. I keep hearing that name.
What's that?
AT Perry. I keep hearing that name thrown around like he's good or something. Mm-hmm.
No, he's a pretty good wide receiver. This is a tough one. Sean Boutte.
Yeah.
Xavier Hutchinson.
Hmm. This is where it gets, you know, this is where it gets dicey.
LB, please.
What quarterbacks are available? Is Hooker still here? No, Tanner McKee. Yeah. No. Tanner McKee, Jaren Hall, Clayton Toon.
Max Duggan,
but
I take Max Duggan.
He's not going to the first three rounds, I would presume.
No.
I would not take any of these quarterbacks.
Tommy DeVito from Illinois. Nope.
Yeah,
she should not be on the list here.
Linebacker.
Yeah, let's go to linebacker. Ivan Pace.
Henny Toto Toto. I've heard.
Ivan Pace is there.
Ah,
Overshown could be a great name guy. We do need a name guy.
Man.
I don't know Pace.
I'll go. My vote would be Martin, Illinois, cornerback.
I'm fine with
that's
that.
A total homer pick.
Yeah. Not only homer, though. I mean, these guys have so far, the alumni before them have proven that they, they've been taught well at the collegiate level to transfer their game to the pros.
Feels like a bit of a reach at this pick, but I don't know.
Who do you like? I mean, that's just my one. That's my personal vote.
That's a thing. I don't
look at Edge.
Edge. Andre Carter.
Ooh, Andre Carter from Army.
Zach Harrison. See, Zach Harrison was on the top recruits in the country. He never quite produced at Ohio State. I could see a team reaching for him in the third round just for his possible upside.
Yeah.
I noticed you said reach, so that means you would not take him here?
Well, I mean, the problem with Zach Harrison, he just didn't produce in college. He just the athletic traits didn't. And he didn't put up like a combine like Jason Owe, who did not produce in college, but had like elite speed at the combine. Yeah. Zach Harrison not quite there.
Can you show DT, Justin?
Yeah. Zababa, who are you thinking?
Yeah.
Based on who you see on the board.
Shit. Sorry.
Justin, maybe go to overall again.
Wait, can you hit me?
Go to overall again. Sydney Brown is also a really good safety. Sydney Brown, I'm a big fan of. If I had to pick between him and the cornerback Martin from Illinois, Sydney Brown,
pretty good.
I like a lot. But the Lions also, have 3-4 deep at safety now. So
exactly.
Yeah, but that's not. There's only so much that's proven and stuff. I mean, you got and Gardner Johnson. I'm okay with safety talent. I'm fine with safety talent. So like, if he's the best player available. At a position we could still add, like secondary nowadays too gets used so much more. Like how, like we got guys like Will Harris having roles and stuff because you don't have to be the classic, prototype outside corner to be successful. You just got to be like an athletic, talented. I mean, it's like, you see how we're building the secondary? Like how many of these guys are actually cornerbacks, but they're going to play cornerback roles throughout the year, whether it's, nickel, moving around and stuff. So just more talent in the secondary.
Yeah.
I'm for.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with hitting secondary here at this point. Just looking at who's available. It's
like it's whether it's safety or corner, doesn't matter.
I'd rather take the safety than the corner.
Definitely no tight end like Sam Laporte out of Iowa. I just want to throw that one out there. Also, as a possibility.
I don't know anything about him.
AT Perry's there if you want.
6'3", 245, more of a blocking tight end. 4.59, 40, 10.3 broad jump, 35 inch vertical, 6.91, 3 cone drill. So pretty athletic testing. And just the history of Iowa tight ends is strong in the NFL.
I'd still stick with the safety because you only got Chauncey Gardner on a 1-year deal. You're not really 100% sure what you're getting back in Tracy Walker. like having another young, super talented safety cannot be a bad thing. And if he's the best player available, I'd rather have that over a tight end.
All right. All right. So.
Oh, Ivan Pace.
So, Red Dog, who's your final vote?
An argument for at this point. Was it Ivan Pace? What, he was pretty good, wasn't he? I'm trying to remember him. I haven't watched this film yet, but I think I saw some games of him this year. Linebacker actually probably has a stronger positional needs. I'm going with Ivan Pace.
Yeah. Michael Wilson's gone, right? Let's see. I'm trying to see.
Ivan Pace out of Cincinnati. Okay. That's Red Dog's vote.
I remember seeing good things.
Connor, who's your vote?
I think I'm going to go with Sidney Brown here.
Hmm. Okay.
Sidney Brown.
I went Martin out of Illinois, the cornerback.
Yeah. I'll go with that, too. I'll go with Z on this one. I like the cornerbacks out of Illinois.
All right.
Kirby will love it. Love it.
Defensive backfield talent. I like it.
I mean, the Lions need it. I mean, we have Cam Sutton and then Mosley on a 1-year deal. So the long term still needs to be built up. And a guy in the third round gives them time to develop without having to jump on the field. Although the way things go for the Lions injury wise, he'll be seeing action soon enough.
Z, I'm glad you brought that up, though, injuries. They have made several moves on that front this offseason. Just recently, we hired a new trainer. We've hired, I think, a new physical trainer and a new physical therapy trainer. Yep. And so, they're revamping everything. We were graded a D- by, the quality of our facilities and staff and stuff. So, Martha Ford's giving all resources to whatever they ask for. So I think we can see tremendous gains in everything. That's huge. Like their nutrient table, it's so weird that they have substandard training tables and stuff. That just kind of blows my mind. So I think that's going to contribute so much to health and stuff and staying healthy. So I think there's actually been some good news there, and I think we can expect results.
Yeah, and did you see they're looking at
absolutely.
Yeah, so
new facility moving out of Allen Park. That would be a couple years down the road.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's so many things. New turf.
They might be moving to Ann Arbor.
Trying to mitigate injuries. They're really
Ann Arbor, near downtown. I thought I read downtown nearby.
I read Ann Arbor was where they were scouting locations, but I could be wrong. Maybe you're right. Ann Arbor is not that far from Detroit. For people that are not from the Detroit area, it's only an hour, maybe hour and a half.
So
depending on where you live,
if we go to Jartavius Martin, just 5'11", 194, 4'4", 640, 11'1", broad jump, 44-inch vertical. So slightly slower, but man, the guy can jump. So at least in the red zone,
springy.
He can step up, maybe make some plays as well. He improves on other things.
Maybe he can just jump over the line on blitzes too. Just just spring over the line into the quarterback's arms. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I like the upside with him.
And he's not small.
I like that he has some time to develop as well. And 2-1 is the vote. So KJ, put it in, and that will finish our war room. And a Pro Football Network mock draft.
All right. Read us the recap of who the Lions got.
Yeah, let's see
what's
we got
here for the day.
All right.
Just finish the whole thing out. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still slowly going through all the picks. There you go.
There we go.
Screenshot that for us too, KJ, if you can. It's probably clear on your end. So the Lions, with the sixth pick, traded back 1 to 7. They traded with the Raiders. The Raiders move up to 6 to grab Christian Gonzalez. And in addition, we also get their second round pick next year. Then at 18, it was a tiebreaker, went to the producer, but we debated between Bijan Robinson and Cansey. And the tiebreaker went to Bijan Robinson out of Texas, the running back at 18. Then Osiris Torrance fell to the Lions at 48, the guard out of Florida.
Woo!
Then at 55, the Lions, we won with the D-tackle just a little later than maybe Red Dog and I wanted, but that's okay. Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin, more of a run stuffer. And then at 81, the cornerback out of Illinois, Jartavius Martin. So that's what we came away with in this mock draft. Are you guys happy with the results? Is this what you expected?
I'm pretty happy.
I would have been happier if Jalen Carter had fallen.
Tyree Wilson's like I feel mad about, but
wait, sorry, Bob, you first.
I was just gonna say I would have been happier if Jalen Carter had fallen to us, but otherwise I'm pretty happy with this.
Mm. Would you be willing to trade up for Jalen Carter?
No.
Like a third rounder from next year.
Yeah. Well, who would do that with the Seattle?
I don't know.
Just trade up one pick to the five.
Yeah.
To get him.
Maybe they don't want Jalen Carter. So.
Who would you rather have, Bob? Jalen Carter or Will Anderson?
Will Anderson. I think he's.
Will.
He's pretty. More
surefire,
sure, but either one I'd be happy with actually. But if they were both there, I'd probably take Will Anderson, just because less of a
Will Anderson's off the off field personality is much more coveted than Jalen Carter's currently, at least.
Exactly.
Everything you hear about Will Anderson off the field is like phenomenal.
Well, didn't Jalen Carter buy lunches for one of his teammates all year? I thought I read that.
Yes, that's his one positive story going around the entire season. yes.
Hey, he did, but Jalen Carter, this guy, he was a stud.
I'd rather have Jalen Carter than Tyree Wilson.
Out of high school, and he was a stud all through college. I mean, this guy's a football player, and that's what I think the Lions like, guys who show up on the football field and. He does. So that's why I like him.
The toughest thing for him is doing it consistently over the course of a game. That's my only concern with him.
Yeah, if you want to, he's not an every down guy, but
I was watching
still take it.
I was watching an analysis video of him someone did, and like they were talking about how his play style is even sort of chaotic. Like he's not, he just kind of flies by the seat of his pants and like, his pass rushes are like reckless and out of control, and a lot of times that pays off big time. But every once in a while, you'll just see him just get handled by the O lineman because he's just kind of like flailing. But like, I'm not even saying that's like a knock on him or anything. It just sort of seems symbolic of everything about this prospect is that you're like he's the ultimate sort of, I don't want to even say boom or bust, but just like. You just don't know what you're getting with this guy. It could be one of the best things ever.
Yeah.
Or it could just, you know, it could flip.
I like all the negative talk because it makes it more likely he'll land with us, which I would love.
I'd rather have him than Tyree Wilson. I'll say that because I don't know. I just have I don't have a weird vibe about Tyree Wilson. I just don't think I like him at six or seven.
As of right now, though, if Anthony Richardson is there at six. Yeah or no.
I remember just a few weeks ago people were not going to take him at 18, and now suddenly,
well, you guys are more interested in drafting a quarterback.
Richardson.
I wouldn't.
No, not in this draft.
He's got a hell of an arm.
The ceiling is high.
Is very high.
It's high.
And at the very least, he can come in as a backup and make something happen. A lot of backups in the NFL cannot do that, and it's such an important position. In the NFL,
he could also just transition to linebacker if he gets, you know.
I mean,
you
can run this in all terrible. Like the Ravens offense, or like he can run the ball 15 times as a backup quarterback and give you a chance to win the game.
I'm joking, Bob. The point is, he's that freaky. Like athletically, he can do anything on the field elsewise. If he can't,
if the Lions did it, I wouldn't be upset. I would not be upset.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be mad if they decided he was worth it.
If he falls to them at six, I could see a team trading up as well, and the Lions trading back.
At 18, I'd feel much better about it, though.
Somebody tells me it's not going to happen. That's my guess.
Some people think we should trade up to get him.
No.
What was that? He had us giving up like PFF or something. Multiple first rounders to move up. I'm like, no way, and I wouldn't even. I don't know if you take him if he's there.
You're right.
If anything, you trade your two first rounders this year to move up to do that. If you're going to do it at all, but we all agree they should not.
I just had a weird feeling about them potentially trading up for Will Anderson. If he's like is as much of just like a eat, breathe, live, dream football guy as everything seems to indicate, like he could be like the Dan Campbell guy in this draft. And you know, and like if everyone fell in love with him, like I would not be totally mad if we did divert extra resources to move up to like 3, 4, 5, anywhere in that range to get a guy like him. You could put across from Hutch and just be like so disruptive and everything that he brings. Oh gosh. So I mean, that's the one trade I've had a kind of a weird, because like Brad has proven he'll go to get his guy. You know, we've been lucky at the first round in recent years to have guys just fall to us in Hutch and Penne, but this year I'm not sure what's going to fall our way if we're going to get that lucky again.
It'll be interesting. Well, we have the whole rest of the month here to kind of really get into the draft conversation. We thought we'd kick off the month of April with another mock draft because they are oh so very fun to do. And people like it. So let us know on social media at Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions, your thoughts on our mock draft. Did you agree with our decisions? Did you disagree? Would you have gone Cansey instead of Robinson at 18? Would you pick someone else that we didn't discuss? We'd love to hear it all, or have you do your mock draft and send it to us so we can see. The possibilities are endless. Draft season is fun, and especially it's really fun when Lions have a much more complete roster and looking to contend for a Super Bowl. Makes a little extra.
Not to mention all these picks.
That's right. So that will wrap up this podcast. I mentioned our social media. We want to thank our producer, Kid J. That's probably my fault. You know, I'm a little rusty. A couple weeks off. But nonetheless, thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, please download, please subscribe, and please, please leave a review. We greatly appreciate those. Negative or positive, we just want to hear the feedback. You know, but positive is preferred, obviously. But nonetheless, we are a little over three weeks away from the NFL draft. A lot of fun ahead. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week talking about something draft-related and any other Lions news. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. And last but not least, as always,
go!
Go!
Lions! Woo! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.